When one becomes blind, so much of the world simply disappears. Stars, horizons, the moon. The sun disappears as a visual phenomenon, but of course one still feels the heat of it. But the memory of my life as I look back after total blindness, my life is divided into two parts. There's a coloured world full of sight and movement, people's bodies, scenery. And there's my present world, which is a world entirely made up of touch and hearing. So the contrast between these worlds is really vast. And this has affected my memory in all sorts of ways. Well, my memory, yes.
Well, sorry to interrupt, but I'm intrigued because when we think about memory, when we talk about memory, we often talk in terms of pictures, the mind's eye, how we visualise things. Your experience over the last 30 years, when you try and recall a memory, what sort of language do you use?
When you say to me something like apple, I can't help visualising a red round apple. But I don't live in those kinds of memories. You see, when sighted people think of somebody they know, the face of that person normally comes up before their imagination. When I think of somebody I know, nothing like that comes up before my imagination at all. I don't imagine people visually at all. When I think of people, the people I love, I think of their voices, the things we have done together, but there is no memory, there is no image of what they look like at all.
Are you able to recall things? I mean, you've said that you can recall things in different ways to perhaps the way in which sighted people would. I don't know if this is too simplistic, but has your memory sort of cleared out a certain amount of space because it can't process images in order to free it up to recall other things?
I think there is something in that. When, for example, I go walking with my wife, my memories afterwards, I remember the walking, the conversation, the feel of the pressure of the warmth of her arm against my arm. But where did we walk? Was it along a street? Were there shops? Were there trees? My memory is much more restricted. And yet, in certain respects, I think blindness has made such memories more intense. I remember a very strange experience. Shortly after I lost my sight, I found I couldn't remember whether the person I'd been talking with had been face-to-face or on the phone. The reason for that is that it was just a voice. When a sighted person remembers such a conversation, you remember it against the background of where you were with that person. There's the bookcase or the trees, the room against which you had that conversation. So you remember it all as a frame. When I look back on such a conversation, there's only the voice. And so I found it quite difficult. As time went by, I changed my visual memories for tactile memories. So now I can remember, for example, I was holding a hot coffee cup in one hand. Therefore, I could not have been on the phone. Otherwise, I would have remembered holding the phone.